So you like this article?
Very nice.
Very nice. Unbelievable.
Right. So we're finishing off.
You're going. Finally. So we're up to passage of Dalet, small little paragraph to finish off Yogin. V'amar David HaMelech, Olamot Shalom. Finishes off Yogin, he brings the pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem negdecha kol tavasi, v'anchosi mimcha le'nistro. David HaMelech saying to Hashem, all my tavas are in front of you, and anchosi, and the things that I, my worries and my problems are loneliness, they're not hidden from you. So what was David HaMelech trying to say? Be'uroi. He's trying to say, you know all my tithes, he's not just telling him, oh, you know everything. Obviously, we know Hashem is everything. He's trying to say, you know my tithes, and what are my tithes? My tithes are only, here's a tithe for Avodas Hashem. Ah, amazing. And carried on, van chosi mim chole nistro, also he's saying Hashem knows my worries, ati de an chosi, ki enenam iske ulam, I'm not worried about all mundane matters, hadvoyim havolim. Zelosi al chatoi, chatoi v'al kutsa yodi v'avoy disecho. These two things, my an chosi, my sorrow is on the fact that he has done avoy yis, and that he has not reached the level of avoy yis Hashem which he should have, which was requisite. So that's what David HaMelech was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So, what's he trying to say with that? Okay, so he's saying Hashem knows that he was sorry for his chatoim, he was worried by his chatoim. So he carries on. It looks like this is more a continuation, an explanation almost. So, Omer Echad Min HaMisnatlim, one of the supplicants. A certain supplicant said, "Bechin el koy." I think that's translated as in his eloquence. A certain person once very eloquently stated this idea. And chosi yipachtecho. The one I'm worried about, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the my pachad I have to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the things I've done. Harchek bimeni anochos. Therefore, I can ask Hashem to remove from me all my anochos, because that's what I'm worried about. Well, the things that bother me and worry me are the fact that are things that I'm scared of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I can ask Hashem, and I'm very happy to ask Hashem to please take away from me my worries. Dagosi mikoytza yadi b'vedasecho. Again, my daigo, my worry is the fact that I haven't done a word to Hashem as I should have. Hachek yimena adagos. I ask Hashem to remove them. In other words, you're not going to come to ask Hashem, oh, I have so many worries and problems, please help me. What are you worried about? You're worried about all sorts of nonsense, and that's not a very good argument. If your worries and your daigas are the fact that that you haven't, your avodas Hashem is not, or the fact you've done aveiros, or your avodas Hashem is not as it should be, so then you can ask Hashem will be willing to help you. It seems similar to the whole Yisud Gimel. Hashem is very happy, kaviyachol, to accept the yoga and the daigas of somebody who's worried for the fact he's done aveiros. Obviously, that's okay. That's a nice way to finish off the yoga. Okay. So now, the next one is very interesting. The next one is that we're seeing Aviv Sachet and Charota and Yogain. Now the new Ikka, the fourth Ikka, which is just one paragraph here. Now, we're going to have to see the whole paragraph. And it is, I have to tell you, see the whole paragraph, and it seems to be quite a strange paragraph, as we'll see. Seems to say lots of things which are not very connected to each other. We'll have to see it properly. Maybe we'll understand. Let's see how much time we have today. Might have been better the old way of the 40 minutes here. But we'll see how it goes.
Today we're going to keep our spirit. So you can keep it for 5
minutes. Okay. All right. So let's see what it's called. Let's take this one slowly. Ha'ikar ha'revi. The fourth ikar. Shuv is Hatzar b'maisa. Hatzar b'maisa is doing deed, a tsar indeed, doing actions and deeds which cause you tsar. He brings a pasuk, Moshe and Emma, like all of the ikrim, almost all of them. He brings a pasuk in Yoel. V'gam atanu Hashem shuvu odai. Hashem says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, return to me. V'chol levavchem uvetzoyim
Ubevchi ulemitzpeit. The same says, you want to do tshuva, return to me. So do fasting, crying, ubevchi, and mitzpeit. So see from here that when you do tshuva, you have to also do these certain actions which evoke sorrow. Okay. So,
what kind of
mitzvah
are they talking about?
So, Lashon means mitzvah. He doesn't actually talk about mitzvah in the Hemshech. So, essentially, it means just to not a eulogy on a dead person, obviously. It seems to be to bemoan the fact of Zanaveas. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. But these are all actions of Tzav. So, before we start, I found it a bit strange here how this comes in here. If you look at the whole Seder, I've got a list here, all of the Ikrim, the 20 Ikrim, if you want to see here, keep this if you want. Here, if you look through the Ikrim, they're all very much a good, in order, all almost right in the type. It starts off with Karota, Kedi, with the Chet, obviously in Yogoin, leaving out Samech, then Dago, Busha, all of the similar type, emotions, Karota, Yogoin, Dago, Busha, Knio b'cholev, Zakai Kanova. Then he goes on to Shvira Satava Gashmis, trying to go to Vyatayves and doing good deeds. Chipus Drochov, checking your actions. Carries on after that. Vidui Tfilo. Then he goes on to actions you should take. You should tikkun amor, always try and undo the things that you've done. Lirdei Fulas Chesed, be involved in doing Chesed. Okay, and they all seem to be going in a very normal order. So here is this story, I find it a bit strange. So in the middle of Karota, Yogin, Dago, between Yogin and Dago, which seem to go together very well, Yogin and Dago, brings this up. So it's in this Tzabarai, so doing deeds, which should really go in much later on. He talks about all things of Fordos and actions. So that was the first thing which bothered me. How this Tzabarai that comes in over here? Okay, that's the first thing. That's see how that's doing it. Ekerovi atzah b'maisa k'moishu ne'emar v'gam atanum Hashem shuv v'aliyah v'chol avakam mitzrayim b'vuchiv mispeit. Do things like fasting, crying, those are very good, those help tshuva. Yes, okay, he doesn't explain it at the moment anymore.
It's very, very related and very appropriate.
Yes.
Because when we talk about yoga, right, yoga have to us, yoga have to insight as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent. That's exactly outside. Yeah. Right. To be very worried about inside, it's nothing. It's like Sakharov lost his father, and inside he's very worried. Very sore inside. Outside, nobody even noticed.
Right, excellent. So that's exactly what I saw. You already said it. So say now what? It's Mavur. When you say it's Sabah Mesa, it's not just a new thing. If you're looking at it by itself, then it's a bit difficult to understand. But really, you have to look at it as a continuation of the third ikar of Yogoin. There's Yogoin, which was
not continuation, but simultaneous. It has to
right.
be two parts.
Well, we saw that Yogoin, as he explained, was a certain tsar. Yeah, he also called that a tsar. That was an inside tsar. And this, he carries on. The tsar continued with the tsar, and the tsar should express itself with indeed as well. It's a bit similar that later on, Ches and Tes, it's also talks Yizayin and Ches talks about Knio b'Cholev, and the next one is Hachno b'Maisa. This is we'll see. It's Hashem. This is the same thing. There's Yogoin, which is the tsar of the navel and the Shoma, and Ikaruvi is adding on Tsar b'Maisa, an expression of that Yogoin of that tsar. Okay, very good. Exactly. Called it Tsar b'Maisa. Right, so that will still need to see exactly how he explains it. Yeah, exactly, absolutely right. So let's see how he explains this. He brings Chazal, who says as follows: Halev v'ha'inayim, the heart and the eyes, shnei sansuri hachet. So yeah, he brings it to Medrash in Shnach on this pasuk, and Hashem, he also they quote the saying here, it's on this pasuk as well. On this pasuk, says the Leil and the Naim on two Sarsuri Hachet, two intermediaries, I suppose, or even I suppose more than intermediaries. Right? They are the agitators, right? They're the ones who bring you to do the Chet. They cause you to do chet. L'chein, since the Lev and the Naim are the ones who cause you to do the chet, you have to be mechaper, you have to have a kapara for this avera of these sasurim. The midas teshuvasam keneged midas meshuvasam. The degree of tshuva has to be exactly in proportion to the degree of the meshuvasam, the way they turned away. So with every tshuva, I guess, you turned away from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and tshuva is to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So with the Lev Hanayim as well, to the degree that they turned away from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's how you have to do tshuva as well. Kishape avoyin levav hachatoim, the aveya of the heart of those who sinned. They are nishape bimrilusam vanchusam, is exactly again exactly the shayness which we saw in yoga, right? As we said, with the bitterness and the anocha, vashever Hashem shevim aisoi. When you're heartbroken, you break your heart, that will be a kapara for the heart. The same pasuk which we brought before. Kiruach olfanayatif. V'nema v'lev nishpa v'nitkeh l'kimei suza. So, we have to, before, try to understand what he's saying here, two things we have to understand. First of all, fascinating, he's saying there that there's the lev and inayim, as the shreinus are, you have the aveya of the heart. The heart is an aveya. And the Inayim did an Aveira. Right? And you have to do tshuva for your heart to be mechape this Aveira. And there is another Ika later on, which is Yud, later for Olav. As he says, any Aveira which you do, he says they did an Aveira with your hands, you did something wrong, so you should use your hands to do a mitzvah, to undo the Aveira. If you did an Aveira with your mind, it goes through a whole list of every part of the body, which you did. If you did an Aveira of lying, lords, if you did a, running to the Aveira, so you should use it to run to do mitzvahs. Okay, that's a different Ika. So here he seems to be concentrating, especially on the Lev and Nayim. So they did Aveiras, and you have to. So why are these two different than all the other volume of the Guf, which he says that, whatever you didn't avail with any Eva, you have to repent somehow, right? And undo that, use that Eva for good. So what's the difference here? Why are these two in a separate Ikka, and they don't have another Ikka for everything else? The Lev and the Inayim. The heart and the eyes, they cause you to avail us. So they, as explained, you're going to have to do something to be mistaken in that Aveira on the Lev and Inayim. If you turn later on, it's
only for two, you need to involve them physically.
Right, but later on, there's another, much later on, if we go to the 10th Ikka, I'm not sure which place it is,
I try to understand. Yeah. If I do Aveira with this hand,
yes, that's what I'm saying. So there he says, with all
finding. Do I need to involve hand to do something?
Yeah. Here he says, if an Iker has fear, much later on in Lamed Hay, he says, the thing that you use to do avayos, you should use for good. If you use your eyes to look at immoral things, you should now look down. If you spoke Roshon Hara, you should now speak in Torah. Any Eva you use to have a ice, you study the Kayan Ben Mitzvahs. Carries on in a whole acre about it. So, which we'll see. So, what's going on over here? All of a sudden, the eyes and the heart, you've got a separate acre over here.
But he said about eyes.
There's what he said, eyes.
And right now, he said no.
And here he said again, here, Halei Veinayim. So, what's going on here?
Halei Veinayim also need to do the same thing.
Right. So, I'm asking why is he divided into two places, two acres? Here, it's called a Sabra Mesa, and he talks about Halei Veinayim. And later on, again, he's got the same thing, the Chayah. And just all they volume.
Because I believe only these two involved in your, how you call this, first video.
You're going.
Yeah. Okay. These two things involved in this. Your hand never involved in your.
Okay.
So right now it's.
So it's obviously two different things. But the thing is, even more than what you're saying, the difference is there. Who does Aveira? Right? If somebody, right, he runs after an Aveira, or he looked at something he shouldn't have, so who did, or. Yeah, he spoke Roshon Hara. Who did the Aveira? So the person did the Aveira, right? I want to say, yes, his mouth, the Aveira of the mouth. The mouth isn't going to... The person did the Aveira using... It's the Kli used through the Aveira was the Aveira.
Body using the
Aveira. Right, so you used your body to the Aveira. You used a certain Aveira. That's over there. Here, he's saying something else, which we read some of the Nishrinas already. He says... These are not just Acadia which you use, the other way around. They caused the Avera, they brought you to do the Avera, right? It's not that you decided the Avera and that's how you did it, you used your arms, you used your legs. Right? Here we're saying a different thing. No, we're talking about the Sasurim, they caused the Avera, they did the Avera in a certain way, right? So it's a different idea. They need their own Shuvah, it's not a way the person is to
do it. I'm not so sure that I understand. I understand what you're saying, I'm not understand. How I'm left right now in this situation, left, I'm became sort of.
Right, so it's easy to understand the lev. Right, so lev is understand. Lev is the understanding, right. And I is how to understand
that. I understood what you're saying, but I don't believe that my eyes forced me to go away. I think it's my right song to look in
the mirror. Whatever in
all
means.
Time.
Yeah.
And my eyes right now have opportunities. You know?
Okay, yeah. So let's start with lev. We'll start with lev. Yeah.
So this is a problem. It's a problem. So let's
right. But again, so why do you choose Hedafka Levi? I mean, that's what it's all.
But the truth is,
that he's not
interested.
I think he's saying, like you said, that this is more of a yoga, and they're saying to do a good deed, a seitoy. Yeah. You understand? But in here, he's saying what you should do to be mechaper is something else, is a tzar, to feel tzar, a yoga. Like you said, the question is, hogufa. Why? I'm saying it goes together. What we're saying, this is a different idea. It's not just Wayne doing Shuvah. It's the fact that that's really again inside what we're doing.
I think we don't have choice, but relate everything in this paragraph to yoga.
Right. So as these are all yoga going. It's not just. And like you said, the way to express in yoga going is they say that. So that's what's interesting. Start off saying. Seems to be saying the first line. Okay, the yoga going is not just yoga going internally. It has to have a. You're going to the extent that you know that it expresses itself. But now he seems to be carrying on a sort of a different
track. I don't
track.
Like to talk about Lashon Hara about myself, but I will tell you this. You think it happened exactly. Maybe I understood what's supposed to happen. Then one time in my career of to be a Jew, I was at Shabbos Danes. And then I went through this year. And right now, it's very interesting. Not inside to feel awful pain. Forget about the physical, I'm not going to do it again. It's just shit, right? But also, every time I come Shabbos, and I see people walking or doing something, it was hurt. Not hurt that they're doing, but it is, and was added to my stuff. Maybe it is what partially means right now.
Okay,
reminds you. I'm not looking at something, but it reminds you what you have.
Right,
I don't know, you know.
Okay, right. We'll see. Yeah. Like upon him, we'll see that it's even though he started off saying, like you said, Tzaba Meisa, but now, where he carries on explaining, it seems to be more than that, not just an external expression of the Tzar of the Yogi. It's more than that. As he's saying, this is Miuchad to the Lev and Einayim. And he explains each one separately. So I'll just see this where we are again inside. Right? So the way you mechapel the avera of the lev is as we said, that the yogin comes from the lev, the merilos and the choisom, that breaks the heart. Right? We say in English, you feel heartbroken, the merilos and the choisom, that's a sheva shashem way. So we said, the name of lev nishmor v'nitke, the fact you. A broken hearted and became a sivza. So that's right. The emotional there, let's do one more line. The emotional there, min hakelim atmeim. Ashnishpo, a keli comes to me. How do you make it tohoy? A keli which can't go in the mikvah, make it tohoy. If you break it, it's not a keli anymore, then it loses its tummy. It's tuma. Mitumosam tohoy, or they come tohoy from the tuma. Mishnema, tana wikraim yutas. So that's the same way as your metahir the lave. The lave has its own. Sort of its own avera, and so you want to, and it needs a kapora in itself as a board to the avera, and the way you do that is by an expression, by action, by what do you mean breaking it, right? Doing something, in other words, so you, which is interesting, I have to understand exactly why that's called Tzar B'Meisa. It seems the way to bring this the situation of a lay Nishma Vnitzke is especially through a mice of showing
this mice. This mice definitely, because again during the same time when your heart broken, you dramatically improve everything.
Yeah, okay, that's
automatically. You done it differently. This is more automatic. It's like, like
yeah.
Force you to do let not do myself, but can force myself.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Yeah. Thanks. So that's the name of our component, right? And the nine we'll have to see in Wednesday, Mr. Shem. Okay. There we go.
Very, 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 very,